Okay, are you ready? Here is chapter 1. Mastery. Mindset of a top-notch CEO. And by the way, each time we start a chapter, we start off with a quote. In this case, it is by Sam Walton, CEO of Walmart. High expectations are the key to absolutely everything. Tip 1. Your mindset matters most. The experiences and results you get in your business and your life all start with what is in between your ears, your mindset. So let me ask you, what do you believe? What do you expect is possible? There's a tight connection between the results you get and the beliefs you have acquired throughout your life. Beliefs create feelings that, in turn, create actions or inactions. And those then lead to the results you get. These results align exactly with your belief or your original expectation. This will be a very interesting point to discuss in our coaching circle. After each tip, we have a quote. So here's the one for this tip. It is by Ben Horowitz, American businessman, investor, and author of a book called The Hard Thing About Hard Things, Building a Business When There Are No Easy Answers. So here it goes. By far the most difficult skill for me to learn as CEO was the ability to manage my own psychology, organizational design, process design, metrics, hiring and firing were all relatively straightforward skills to master compared to keeping my mind in check. Interesting. Tip 2, excel with the happiest formula. So happiest, H-A-P-P-I-E-S-T, is actually a formula Dr. Steffi Althaus, i.e. yours truly, has created that spells out the ingredients you need to achieve the happiest life ever. Apply this formula to your business and any other area of your life. So the word happiest actually stands for this. H means habits. A, attitude. P, purpose. P, planning. I, innovation. E, energy. S, skills. And T, team. This formula is explained in more detail in another book that I got coming up about ultimate work-life balance, written for women executives and other professionals who are moms, and also for male CEOs who want to support talented women and grow their company's profits with such talent, and also who want it just for themselves, to be frank. So here's a quick summary, though. Any goal you want to achieve and that would make you happiest requires, of course, the right habits, because 80 to 90% of what you do is driven by habit, your autopilot. Are there new habits you need to create or bad habits you need to break to achieve the next level of success you envision? Habits also must be joined to a positive, action-oriented attitude. You need to be aware of the underlying purpose of your goal. Why are you even doing this? Why do you want this goal? Planning your strategy and action steps is imperative. Innovation is often critical, but here's the kicker. Just be sure not to overcomplicate matters or reinvent the wheel, because sometimes we do that, don't we? Action and the needed persistence require energy. Also, do you have the skills you need to further your goals? Which additional skills do you need to achieve your goals, and which ones might come from your team? And that's also a very important conversation. Sometimes we tend to get more skills in the area where we already have a lot of skills, but as we will talk about, maybe acquiring skills in a neighboring area, completely different area, will get us ahead faster. So speaking now of team, there's another critical ingredient to being happiest and achieving the goals that are meaningful to you. As much as you might want to, you cannot get there alone. So here's the quote. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. Mahatma Gandhi, leader of Indian independence movement in British-ruled India. All right, tip 3, become a go-giver. Yes, you heard right, a go-giver. Becoming a go-giver means to strongly adopt giving as a life philosophy, not merely as a business strategy. We highly recommend the book The Go-Giver by Bob Burke and John David Mann. It's a fast and powerful read. I mean, literally, you can read this book quite quickly. The book outlines 5 laws of stratospheric success. So in a nutshell, give more than you ask in payment. Your compensation depends on how many people you serve and how well you serve them. Your influence on others depends on how abundantly you place other people's interests first. And this is important too. Be authentic. The most valuable gift you have to offer is yourself. And we will talk about that again in tip 34. Now be open to receiving, as this is the most important for effective giving to take place, right? Because if we're all giving and no one is receiving, that doesn't work either. Again, read this powerful book. It might cause you to rethink your mindset and position you to reach success all the faster and with greater satisfaction. Here's the quote. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Bob Burke, author of The Go-Giver, A Little Story About a Powerful Business Idea. Now I'm sure you're going to like this one. Tip 4, be passionate. Fall in love with your success. Okay, that may sound funny, but you need to have an intimate passion for your interests. By having passion for what you're doing and driving toward it, you automatically expend more effort and be more successful. Without passion, you don't have any energy, and without energy, you simply have nothing. Donald Trump, CEO of Trump Organization. All right, let's move on to tip 5, unconscious power. The unconscious mind is a powerful tool. Take advantage of it. Each night before heading off to bed, find a way to relax and clear your mind of clutter. This will allow the subconscious mind to go to work. Then as you go to bed, take a few moments to pose questions to yourself and allow your subconscious mind to work them out while you sleep. Now, you probably know this, right? You wake up in the morning, you take a shower, and all of a sudden you go, ah, yes, now I know how to solve this problem. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Here's the quote. Earl Nightingale, American motivational speaker and author, said this. Whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become a reality. So, think about what are the things that you put into your subconscious mind. Tip 6. Know that many of your beliefs are unconscious. You may not be consciously aware of many of your beliefs. Instead, they operate from your subconscious mind. How can you find out if you carry a belief that is no longer serving you? The answer is that if you don't like a result you keep getting, you most likely hold one, or perhaps several, beliefs that are stopping you from getting what you really want. For example, you might believe that in order to get a job well done, you must do it. Consequently, delegating and building a true team might prove hard for you. The result is that your success is limited to what you can do by yourself and perhaps cause you to micromanage your so-called team. Quote, we learn our belief systems as very little children, and then we move through life creating experiences to match our beliefs. Look back in your own life and notice how often you have gone through the same experience. This was said by Louise L. Hay, American author and founder of Hay House. All right, tip 7. Consider new perspectives and be open to improvement. Even a top-notch CEO cannot clearly see all aspects of the business, right? It's simply physics. Think of a truck driver in an 18-wheeler who can easily miss seeing more than 4 cars in his blind spots. Employees may not tell you what they see, or perhaps sometimes you don't fully hear what they're attempting to communicate. Also, employees may miss opportunities or trends that may be of vital importance to the success of the company. And of course, if you don't have much of a team, then you have also lesser opportunity for input. It is important to periodically get an unbiased assessment of all aspects pertaining to the business. This will make certain that you don't get unpleasantly surprised by something that's been lurking in your blind spot. So we call it actually the fresh eyes assessment. Sometimes people slip into the habit of thinking they have the necessary answers. Don't let that happen to you. We invite you to accept that no matter how smart you are, you don't have all the answers. Right? No one does. Be open to recommendations from other people. You do not have to agree, or even follow those suggestions, but make sure to listen and consider what was said. And by the way, of course, also acknowledge the recommendations. You never know when someone will have an idea that will make things easier and more functional. Ultimately, it helps you to arrive at your goal more efficiently. Keep an open mind, even with beliefs you have held for a long time. An added bonus is that your open-mindedness will stand as a great example to your team. The overall payoff will be earning tremendous profits with much greater ease. This will increase the value of your business, and your team will feel more valued and be more productive. Here's a wonderful quote by Jeff Bezos. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his last name. But anyway, he's the CEO of Amazon. In business, what's dangerous is not to evolve. Amen to that. Tip 8. Raise your standards even higher. You may think you're working very hard, and we're sure you are. I know you are. Nonetheless, consider whether you can raise your bar just a little higher. This doesn't mean working harder. Consider how you can work smarter and get more mileage from the efforts of your team and yourself. You need to accept responsibility if you make a bad decision or fall behind in your plan. Just do a post-mortem and ask yourself, what happened? Now, it's important to be honest with yourself, then devise a plan to move forward. Always expect the best from yourself. However, instead of beating yourself up, if you don't meet the 100% mark, increase your standards and strive for more. If you have a problem with procrastination, make a list of the things you consistently put on hold. And do that now. This will help you identify where to change your patterns and make the appropriate adjustments. Examine your fears. By the way, we all have some fears, right? An executive coach experienced in working with CEOs can help you identify the underlying reasons and will accelerate your progress. And of course, we will be discussing those things in our coaching circle. Quote, leaders get out in front and stay there by raising the standards by which they judge themselves and by which they're willing to be judged. Frederick W. Smith, COO of FedEx. Tip 9, don't look back. Everyone has experienced failures or mistakes in the past. To have success, you need to learn from them and value those difficult lessons. However, do not dwell on the past. Simply move forward and make better and more educated decisions from those hard-learned lessons. Encourage others on your team to do the same. Here's the quote. Surviving a failure allows you more self-confidence. Failing is a great learning tool. It must be kept to an absolute minimum. Jeffrey Immelt, CEO of General Electric. Is that great? Tip 10. Now I love this. Top-notch problem solving with optionism. So a few years ago, I actually came up with this word called optionism. I define it as the art and science of creating and becoming aware of more options to assure a life that is both happy and successful. Optionism applies to decision-making and problem-solving in both business and in your overall life. So in making decisions, we often don't consider enough options. That's what I found out. I found out on my own, in fact. You might sometimes wonder why you're putting off an important decision, or you make a decision and then you don't like the outcome. So let us assume you're confronted with a decision whether or not to take a particular action. So you've posed this to yourself as a yes-no option. But if you're only looking at option A, which is yes, or option B, which is no, then whatever happened to the other letters of the alphabet? Whenever you see yourself evaluating only two options and find it hard to make a decision, ask yourself, wait, where are options C, D, E, and F? Once you pose this question to your brain in this manner, you'll come up with a lot more answers. Using this method creates great questions for your subconscious mind to work on while you sleep. Teach optionism to your team. We actually do offer a workshop on that. And they will make greater decisions as they solve problems readily. Quote, you have to be very nimble and very open-minded. Your success is going to be dependent on how you adapt. Jeremy Stoppelman, CEO of Yelp. Tip 8. Make the best of each day. Do your best to live every day as though it were your last. Make the most of each day and accomplish something, no matter how small. Even baby steps take you closer to the huge success in the end. You need to be thankful for not only your accomplishments, but also the learning processes from your failures. Very important. Having a great attitude is important. It will help you stay humble, which in turn will help you continue striving for the ultimate success. Here's what Steve Jobs had to say, CEO of Apple. Life is fragile. We're not guaranteed a tomorrow, so give it everything you've got. Which leads to tip 12. Be excited to learn lessons and new skills. Thomas Edison, when asked about his failures by a young boy, told a reporter, young man, I didn't fail 9,999 times. I discovered 9,999 ways not to invent the light bulb. As you work toward your specific success, always enjoy opportunities to learn, even if it takes longer than you think it should. In terms of learning new skills, consider what would propel you forward the most. For example, if you're a chemist, you could learn more about marketing. Or perhaps learning another language would be helpful to your business. Often it is a skill outside your main area of expertise that will give you the most benefit for your learning efforts. Remember, I mentioned that as we were talking about the happiest formula earlier. Here's the quote. The heart and soul of a company is creativity and innovation. Robert Iger, CEO of Walt Disney. Tip 13. Stop dwelling on things you cannot change. Sometimes disappointing things happen in business or in life outside of work. Stop dwelling on it. Instead of letting the matter circulate repeatedly in your mind, do the best you can to resolve it and then let it go. Do something other than sitting around and thinking about it more. I know, that can be really hard sometimes. Write in your journal. Call a trusted friend or advisor. Shift your mind onto something else. A rewarding challenge, perhaps. Or read a book that's completely unrelated to the matter you need to release. You can, of course, also hire a certified action coach trained in the method of accessing your truth to accelerate your process. That's called ATAP, and I'm certified in that. We use a brain pattern interrupt, which we also call BPI. Quote, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And that was said by Reinhold Niebuhr, American theologian. This brings us to tip 14, the last tip in this chapter. So you're almost there. This one is entitled Tips for Women CEOs. But I will tell you that I believe it is valuable for CEOs of whichever gender. So there are many we could list. Here are just three. So the first one is, I have spent most of my career in the male-dominated high-tech world. And finally, it dawned on me that for me to succeed, it was just fine to utilize the strengths that are innate to many women. So dovetail your strengths with those of your colleagues. Even in male-dominated areas, women don't have to act as mini men to be successful. So if you're a man, you might encourage your female colleagues that this is okay if you see that they are acting as mini men. Second, Read books by women in the business world for inspiration and the role modeling. We especially enjoy Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. And if you've already read it again. It's really that good. And then I have a book that's coming out about ultimate life-work balance as well, which I think is going to be quite complementary to Sheryl's book. Then three, a female CEO friend told me, some women have a hard time turning off their mother instinct. And by the way, of course, it could be a father instinct too. It is not uncommon for women CEOs to care deeply about their employees. We're not saying men don't. We've met many who care a lot. However, women CEOs need to be aware and understand that there may be times when their mother instinct kicks in too much. For example, a woman CEO might find it hard to lay off an underperforming employee because she knows that the employee just got married, bought a house, and took on a mortgage. Yet ultimately, we need performance from our employees in order to survive and thrive in business. Protecting one person's job may put all the stakeholders of your business at jeopardy. And to be honest, as I said before, we have seen some male CEOs have the same difficulties. Firing someone for bad performance is honestly, of course, never fun. Do your best to avoid this by hiring carefully and provide training and give regular and constructive performance feedback. In the rare case that none of this leads to the desired result, cut the cord in time before the bad apple infects the rest of the bunch. Here's the quote by Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook and author of the book Lean In. We can each define ambition and progress for ourselves. The goal is to work toward a world where expectations are not set by the stereotypes that hold us back, but by our personal passion, talents, and interests. So that does it for this first chapter on mastering your top-notch CEO mindset. I look forward to connecting with you in our hourly coaching circle, and I invite you to already write down some ideas that you would like to discuss with the group. So until then, I'll say ciao.